Philip Bam is the chairperson of Greater Cape Town Civil Alliance. A very good morning to you, Philip. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Abs. I'm fine. Thank you very much. I am actually the secretary now.
You are the secretary now. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. But thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Listen, you wake up to some of the stories where you're thinking that we've got some hardworking Cape Townians, people in the Western Cape that wake up, they want to do their part. But so often than not, we hear the stories such as this one that was reported by Ground Up. It's a story of domestic worker Deborah Moses, who, normally would buy 200 rands worth of electricity and get 170 units, and those units would last her for an entire month, and it's winter. Now, for the same amount, she's only getting 103 units, and suddenly it's a struggle. And how have you, as an alliance, what are some of the stories that you can share with us?
Well, look, a lot of people are complaining, especially about the purchase of electricity, and they're only realizing now. I haven't known this before, I haven't realized it before, but they suddenly realize that they're getting less for their money. And of course, it is a difficult thing. We've had many complaints that the cost of municipal services have escalated so much that it is becoming almost impossible for people, especially the poorer people, to be able to live in Cape Town. And this is the sad thing. Rates, for instance, have increased over the last 2 years, something like 26% in the cost that you now owe the municipality. It's just impossible to live. I don't know why it has to be like that. I think, the city of Cape Town makes money out of electricity, and they should not be making that money out of the poor people. They must, and I know they have to balance the books. They have to balance the books, but there are many other ways of doing it. And we have been saying, as the Greater Cape Town Civic Alliance, we have been saying that the city must look at different ways of improving their income. And the one way that you can improve income and you can improve your profitability is by decreasing the cost of governance. The cost of governance in Cape Town is far too heavy. The councillors are paid far too much unnecessarily. Some people who are full-time councillors earn in the region of 70,000 rand a month. And who pays for that? The poor lady who must go buy electricity, who doesn't have heat for the winter, who can't cook now. They are paying for those lavish lifestyles of the people governing the city. The one sad thing about it all is, look, the one sad thing I was about to say is that those are the people that we elected to represent us, and yet they go there and then they sell us out. And this is the big problem that we have, because public representatives should be considering the well-being of the people who voted for them, but it doesn't seem as if this is happening. So the cost of living in Cape Town is becoming too high.
Yes. How much are you paying for electricity on average? This is the question that we're asking you this morning. 20 minutes past five. Have you been affected by the City of Cape Town's property valuation? We are speaking to Philip Bam, the Secretary of the Greater Cape Town Civil Alliance, about why this is happening and what is the impact on residents. So are you one of those individuals that are feeling the pinch, that are feeling the changes? How has this affected you? You can dial 021-446-0567. Also, you can send your SMSs to 31567. Philip, you've just sort of opened some other questions for me now, because all I'm thinking about is, do you have proof? I mean, there are people getting paid 70,000 rands, and can we name this? But we're not going to go there just now. Maybe we will later on, but I do want to go back to the point that, though, from what you're saying, is that there's a willingness from all parties to sit down and talk about this. Can we expect, though, a resolution in the near future?
Well, look, the Greater Cape Town Civic Alliance, have engaged with the city, and we've made objections, and we've pointed out to the city how they can do this and how they can do it better. It's all about doing it better. But, there is also the city, we're not only paying for the power that and the electricity that we use, we're also paying for a portion of that electricity that goes to some of the profits that the city wants to make. And this is the difficulty that we have. If we were paying for electricity and you only use the electricity, you only pay for the electricity you use, that's fine. But now you're paying for a what one calls a trading account of the city as well. And that I think is wrong. It's not only wrong, I think it's iniquitous when poor people must suffer because of that. And of course the city will say that it's Eskom and the National Electricity Regulator, energy regulator, who of course lays the base charge. But fine, what we were saying is, fine, you don't need to add anything onto the base charge that you are being charged with by Eskom or whatever the energy regulator is putting down as the base charge for electricity. You don't have to up that at all. Just give the people, if you want to collect what you have to pay the Eskom and other suppliers, then of course, that's fine. Just do that, but don't add a profit to it. Don't add an extra income to this thing. And by the way, about what people are earning, the salaries of public representatives are all public. It's public knowledge, and those are published, and anybody can have a look at that. But it's just something that we believe that the city needs to look at how they can balance the books better. There's another way they can do it. We've been saying to the city that what you can do is, why do you need to have over 200 councillors, for argument's sake? Why do you have to pay? If you have a constituency system, let's just have a constituency system. Let's just have water representatives. Leave out the proportional representatives and just imagine how much money you can be saving in that regard. And then don't even go and talk about the money spent on overseas trips and that kind of thing. But that's all, you can't be making the poor people suffer and pay, and then you live in your governance structure as if there is no financial difficulty within the city of Cape Town.
Do have a listen to this, though, and it is a valid point that we have to at some point address, valid or not, but here it is. Abongile, if the city of Cape Town reduces costs from the poor, then where will they get the money from the working class? Most of the poor getting services that are significantly reduced from the city as it is. The working class are the most taxed in that they are being pushed to the verge of being poor.
Well, you see, this is the issue. It's not only being pushed to be poor, it's being pushed out of Cape Town. Because ultimately, most of the working class people have a little house, which is the only property development that they have. And to own that thing is becoming so expensive now. You have to pay, the water rates have increased. The electricity rates have increased. Every single thing has increased. I just did a check and checked that between 2015 and 2017, the just the property taxes have increased 26%, which is ridiculous. And the poor person who has a meager income and who doesn't have huge investments to gain interest and other sort of money coming in, that person is affected, and that person then will eventually have to say, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. I can't afford this anymore. I have an incident where a family now is living, a mother and father and two children sleeping in a car. Mm. And obviously that is because they can't afford the property, they can't afford the charger. And there are many like that. That's just an example, but there are many people who are out on the streets because they can no longer afford the municipal services and the cost of living in Cape Town.
I'll tell you what, Philip, one thing that I'm getting from our discussion right now is that we do need civil institutions such as yours to constantly be engaging the city, because I feel that there is no one answer to this. It's a problem that's affecting the poor, the middle class, and the rich class, and that we just have to get to a point where we can find middle ground. But Philip, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You are most welcome. I thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Philip Bam, Secretary of the Greater Cape Town Civil Alliance, talking to us about the prices of electricity and how it's affecting the poor, but also addressing the fact that we need to, in looking at how it's affecting the poor, we need to also take care of, you know, the middle class. And so these are the questions that are coming up. But settled from Philip saying that there continues to be an open platform of engagement. Isn't that all we can ask for?